Praise you, Jesus. Glory, glory.
Let's invite the Holy Spirit in.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Okay.
Holy Spirit.
And just fill this room with love and joy and surrender to Him. Lord, we just love you and we thank you for this time as we worship and praise your mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise and honor and glory.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Victory is yours, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That was beautiful, Candace.
Thank you, Lord.
Whoops.
Wow. They say you did a good view.
The Lord told me to tell you, He's very pleased with how you've progressed in your music. And you're going deeper and deeper into worship because you're knowing Him more and more. And you're loving Him more and more. And you touch His heart dearly because it comes from a heart of obedience and total commitment and love. So stay faithful to the cause He's placed in you. And you will see results. But He is very, very happy with what He's seen in His child do. Go forward in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Brother Thurston reviewed a bunch of stuff. Good.
Amen.
Talks about you have to change. The Lord keeps changing, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good because we have to grow, right?
Yeah. Amen.
And it reminds me that the Lord showed me one time, my purpose is to learn and grow.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship and harmony with Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Yes, God through the Holy Spirit, yeah. So, I have to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you, like you say, you'll get to doing something, you'll get good at it, and you back off, you relax. I got this.
Yeah.
I got this. No problem. Don't worry about it, Lord. I got it. And so God moves us on to something else that we don't know anything about. And so we have to learn. We're back at the nursery level. We're back at the four-year-old level. We got to learn.
And He takes you and Muffin that way a lot because y'all change churches. I've been in the same church 30 years. But y'all are faithful. You have to know that it's a new thing to leave and go and be what He has for you. And that takes a very special couple. Because
yeah.
If she's not going with you or you're not listening to her, but you go in the power and it's beautiful.
It works.
It works, exactly.
You sang Christ in you. Hope of glory.
Amen.
And we've been talking about that. Christ being in us.
Amen.
Us being in Christ.
Amen.
That's our hope of glory. We go from glory to glory.
Yeah.
Right? And then you talk about the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Jesus reigns. You talk about dominion here.
Yeah.
He's got dominion. Right? So, you know, all these things kind of review and kind of wanted to do a little reviewing today. Someone could help me out. Turn your Bible to John 14. And look at verse 11. I could look it up and give it to you myself, but I think I'll need to exercise. I'm not lazy, I'll just need to exercise. John 14, and first read verse 11, and then stop a minute and we'll read verse 12. So read verse 11 somewhere.
Believe that I live as one with my Father, and that my Father lives as one with me, or at least believe because of the mighty miracles I've done.
Okay, So what did he say now? Believe that I am in my Father, my Father's in me, and he tells me, what He wants me to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? He speaks the words, right? Now read the next one.
I tell you this time is truth. A person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do, even greater miracles than these, because I know to be with my Father.
So because Jesus did what God showed him, right? He said, I do what God showed. I'm in I'm in him. I do what he tells me. So if we follow Jesus, we will be doing what he did.
Yeah.
Right? Just as he did what the Father did, we will be doing what he did.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing the same words. We'll be speaking the same words. Right?
Yeah.
So if we are in him doing what he does, and he did what God does, then we'll be doing what God does.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
We'll also be doing the works of God.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not just talking about miracles here. I'm talking about the types of things we do.
Mm-hmm.
The types of things we do.
Yeah.
Helping others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Loving others. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, yes, Jesus did miracles, but what did those miracles, what was the result of those miracles? What was the effects?
Mm-hmm.
To help someone.
Mm-hmm.
To heal someone.
Mm-hmm.
To raise somebody from the dead.
Yeah.
Right? To make someone not be embarrassed at a wedding.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just these things he did it because he loved.
Yeah.
And that shows us that God loves us.
Uh-huh.
Right? So if we're doing what God wants us to do, can we expect him to help us do it?
Yeah.
Let's get into that.
I see this.
Okay, I'm going to do something I don't usually do. I'm going to hand this out to you. We're all about change, right? Change what we're not going to normally do. So I'm going to give you this. So, I want us to read this together. Because if I just told it to you,
mm-hmm.
you could kind of overlook it. But I want you to read it to yourself. Okay? Read it to yourself out loud with me. So let's read 1 and 2 there at the very top. Let's read those together, all right? Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Now, this came right after the two verses that David read for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did those two verses say? What did we agree that they said?
The same things Jesus did, we can do.
We will do. And
Jesus will do it. No, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it.
Whoa, that's powerful. That's powerful, man.
Well, I have a tendency to think Mary's supposed to do it. I don't know if anybody else has that, but
I mean, sometimes we all lean toward that.
We want to see that result.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it. And he has all resources. He's unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In our own self, we are limited, you know, without him. But he can do from any angle.
I mean,
he has the resources.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you pray in the Spirit, in his name,
mm-hmm.
we're unlimited because it's the Holy Spirit doing it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
As far as knowing.
This is important because sometimes when you're prompted to want to pray for someone,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to require a miracle, it's going to require God to do something, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're a little hesitant because we think, what if it fails?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll look bad.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. You know, everybody looked at me and I said, man, you can't you know, look at that person because that person did this and they didn't, mm-hmm. it didn't work, you know. And so we kind of, that might hurt my pride, my honor,
mm-hmm.
you know. That might, you know, affect people's opinions of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we hold back and we don't want to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here we are, he says what? This I will do, what Mary said, this I will do. So you ought to go to it and say, you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm not going to do this anyway.
Amen.
God's going to do it.
Yep.
If he doesn't get it done, it's his fault. It looked bad on him. So I'm just going to go in and do it.
And that's funny.
Jesus, you said if I did this, it would work.
Yep.
I mean, now you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm being a little bit overboard on this.
Yes.
You understand, but I want you to catch this.
Good example.
I want you to catch this. That, hey, it's him doing it. If it's him doing it, they can do it.
Yeah.
right? Hey, it's not on me, it's on him. Mm-hmm. That's what he says. If whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. And then he repeats it, just in case you missed it. In the next verse.
I love this.
Exact same word. What? If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Right?
Yeah.
He wants you to be comfortable. If you're going to go out and do what Jesus did, what God did, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to go out and say his words and you do his things, you're going to need some help. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You're going to run into problems that you don't know how to handle. Mm-hmm. And he says, don't worry about it. Just ask.
Yeah, we fail to ask, don't we?
I like that. Since you said that, we're going to jump down to midway in the page. There's a little paragraph that starts with four. And I put it in, I got this in the Passion version, okay? But this is from James 4, starting with verse 1. You see it? What is the cause?
Yes.
All right? Let's read that together. What is the cause of your conflicts and quarrels with each other? Doesn't the battle begin inside of you as you fight to have your own way and fulfill your own desires? You jealously want what others have, so you begin to see yourself as better than others. You scheme with envy and harm others who selfishly obtain what you crave. That's why you quarrel and fight. Now, pause a minute, okay? Because what's next is very important. Okay, here we go. Ready? And all the time you don't obtain what you want because you won't ask God for it. And if you ask, you won't receive it, for you're asking with corrupt motives, seeking only to fulfill your own selfish desires. Now this goes in real well with those two verses we just read. Because we got through saying we're going to be doing God's work. We're going to be doing what Jesus did. The works that they did, we're going to do. And what's the purpose of doing those works? That they get glory.
Yep.
God gets the glory, as you said, Brother David. That God gets the glory, right? And to help others. But here we have, in James, he says, you know what? You guys want things, right? He's talking to whoever he wrote the letter to. He's talking, he said, you want things for your own selfish desires. To spend it on your own self. And so you fight and you quarrel and you try to get it. But you don't get it. He says you don't have because you don't, what Mary said, ask. You don't ask. And that's why you don't have it. He says, and even when you do ask, you're asking for the wrong motives. Because you just want to do it for yourself. You're not doing it for others. You're not doing it to do what God wants you to do. Right? So, you've got to remember, we can ask for anything. And it'll be done. As long as we're doing it for God's glory.
Amen.
To fulfill His will.
Yes, amen.
Right? And really, that's what ought to be on our mind. All of our needs are met in Him. All of our needs are met in Him. Right? You know, we don't have to worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, or what we're going to wear. Matthew 6, right? Just read Matthew 6 if you've got to worry about those, right? He'll take care of. We just seek His kingdom first and His righteousness first. And all that stuff will be added to us. So we worry, we don't worry. We concern ourselves with doing God's will and helping others. He'll take care of us. He'll take care of us. We don't even have to ask, but we do ask. Because he says, you know, you need to ask. Give us this day our daily bread. Right? We do need to ask. And just remember where it comes from. It comes from him. Let's read it. All right? And this right here will kind of sum it up. Go back up to the top. After number two, if you abide. Okay? Let's read there. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. And we talk about abiding. We talk about, you know, his words abiding in us. These, we're just doing what he says.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. His words are his commandments. And abiding means we're in agreement. Mm-hmm. We go with him. Right? And we just do what he says. And what did he say to do? Do the works I did. Mm-hmm. Love one another. Right?
You know, that reminds me of the scripture, when you abide in me and my words abide in you. Doesn't Psalm say that Jesus, that his word is exalted above his name? So that's, you can ask in his name, but boy, if you got that word in there too, that's just...
It's all right there in one verse.
It's there.
It's
yes.
Right there in one verse. He puts it all together.
Because it boggles me that he does his word above his name. You know, that's deep. You're bringing a lot of new light in the scriptures. Thank you, Dave.
You know, he says that if. Mm-hmm. He says, here's your condition. So we do abide in him.
Yes, we do.
We do abide in him, and since we do, we can ask whatever we want. Let's go down to the next one. You did not choose me. Let's read it together. You see it? You did not choose me. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Whoa. All right. We're gonna have fruit. All right? Mm-hmm. And that fruit will remain. So that whatever we ask in his name, it's going to be done. Right? Mm-hmm. Whatever you ask the Father in my, it's going to be given.
That's right.
Let's go to the next one. And if you see there, I put those numbers in bold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain those a little bit later. All right, in that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full.
Amen.
Okay? All right. Y'all ready for one more time? In case you don't have it yet. In case you got any doubt about this, all right, we're going to read it one more time. In that day. Again, this is the one after that. There's two in that day, isn't there? But this is the one before the seven, okay? In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. Now, I'll tell you about those bold numbers. Mm-hmm. If you look at those bold numbers, you'll see them scattered throughout the first half of the page. Mm-hmm. 1 through 7. Mm-hmm. That means that he has said the same thing 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the references, you will find that he said them in the same talk in 3 chapters. 7 times he repeats himself.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot in the same talk.
Yeah.
I mean, he repeats himself a lot throughout the Gospels, you know, but this is in the same talk.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the bottom, he gives us a new commandment, right? Mm-hmm. He gives it 3 times.
Okay.
3 times. For the new commandment, but this asked is in there 7 times.
Yep.
7 times, folks. Well, I went a long time before I figured this out, before I saw this.
Mm.
And so I don't want you to have to go a long time before you see it. I want to hammer it. Hammer it in, okay? I want you to see it in front of your face. I gave it to you. Go in your Bibles with your highlighter. Mark those verses with a special color.
Mm.
Mark the word ask. Underline it. Boldface. Whatever you have to do. You know, so that every time you go to John 13 through 17, you see that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have because I don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
I need to start asking.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that God can't do. I just need to ask. Amen? So when you run into a problem where you're trying to help somebody and you don't know what to do, or you don't have the resources, you don't feel like you need to do it, what are you going to do?
Ask.
Who are you going to ask?
In Jesus' name.
You going to ask the pastor?
No, the father.
You going to ask your brother?
No.
You going to ask your sister?
No, not unless God tells you to.
You going to ask your cousin, your aunt, your uncle? Who are you going to ask?
The father in Jesus' name.
Yeah. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, we'll stop there.
Thank you.
But take this with you. Stick it in your Bible. Okay? Go to those verses. Mark them up. After you mark them up, you can throw this away or give it to somebody else or whatever, okay? So let's just continue to remember God's provision is unlimited.
Amen.
It's unlimited. He doesn't mind you asking. In fact, he commands you, ask that your joy may be full.
Yes.
Ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. He wants you to be joyful. He wants us to be full of joy, not just part. Not half full or three quarter, full of joy. Father, I thank you that we can be full of joy, that you make provision for us to be totally full of joy. You make provision for us to have everything that we need to do your will. There's nothing that you won't give us that will help us do your will, Father. There's nothing you're going to hold back. We can ask for anything in your name. There's no limit. There's no running out. There's no we're out of that item. Sorry, order something else. I mean, we never hear that from you. We thank you for that, Father. Father, we pray for us that this coming year, it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a wonderful year. And help us see new ways, Father, serving you and helping others.
Amen.
Bless our food and our fellowship together. We thank you, Father, for all that you've given us.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
That was good.
Thank you. I've got some extras of these if anybody wants some other stuff over here.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good.